بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال أنه قال لثابت رحمه الله: ألا أرقيك برقية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: بلى. قال: اللهم رب الناس مذهب البأس، اشفي، أنت الشافي، لا شافي إلا أنت، شفاء لا يغادر سقما. رواه البخاري. The chapter we are currently dealing with, just to recap, is the what we call the masnoon, proven du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read upon visiting the sick. As we mentioned previously, this is something that part of our daily work, part of our 2.5 hours that some brothers are giving in the masjid, etc., is the visitations that take place in the locality. Amongst them of great importance is the visiting of the sick. We've seen in the previous ahadith the virtues of it, how much of encouragement there is. So this is important that we try and with these visitations, part of our giving of da'wat is to mention the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn the du'as. Learn the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read when he visited the sick. Adab and etiquette of visiting the sick, the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. This inshallah will be a source of great noor and benefit. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to stress this greatly, that if we, on the various occasions, will read the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, says one is, Allah Ta'ala will give you the tranquility and itminan of the heart. With that, obviously, the barakah and blessings that are accompanied with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and accolade over and above that, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُ. Then in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala has kept hidayat. It's ironical and it's a tragedy. MashaAllah, some brothers are 5, 10, 15, 20 years in tabligh. Yet, if you ask them by visiting the sick, read the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read, even one dua we don't know. And whereas we see in all these riwayat, how beautiful the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are. And in them is the lesson of yaqeen. One of Allah Ta'ala's sifat and attributes is Allah is shafi. Allah gives cure. Ibrahim alayhi salam, part of his da'wat that is mentioned in the Quran, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become sick or I become ill, Ya Allah, it is you that gives the shifa and the cure. Medicines are there, doctors are there, medical science is there, everything is there. And we see this. Two people enter a hospital, both are diagnosed with the same illness, same doctor, same treatment. One walks out, mashallah, cured, and the other one, the janazah comes out of the hospital. Because it is not the medication, it is Allah that is doing. So this sabak, we have to give this da'wat again and again and teach ourselves this. Sickness is Allah's test. And the test is there so that it takes us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by pondering on the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only when you're visiting somebody else, when you become sick, part of your treatment should be the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited on the sick. Read it on yourself. So in any case, coming to this riwayat, there's one more aspect that is discussed in this particular hadith, and it is something that needs a little bit of explanation. Anas bin Malik says to Thabit. Thabit was one of the established, very, very pious Tabi'i, that is the generation after the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas bin Malik said to him, he was not well. Sabit was not well. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Anas bin Malik said to him, should I not recite upon you the divine incantation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The word in the hadith, I'm translating it, divine incantation. Obviously, these are English terms. More commonly, we would have heard the Arabic term of ruqya. Nowadays, you see people advertising also that they are ruqya specialists. Some people make appointments. Many instances, these so-called ruqya specialists are specialists actually at loosening your purse strings. When it comes to ruqya, if you look at this word in Arabic, the root word is raqaya. It has a meaning of elevation, ascension. Irtiqa means to rise up. However, the more common usage of this word, the more common perception or understanding, is recitation for protection and healing. In other words, a form of ta'weez, ruqya. Verbal ruqya, to read and blow on somebody. Now, what is the stance so far as Shariat is concerned? Are you allowed to do that? As we'll see from these riwayat, yes, it is perfectly permissible. But there are certain sharait and conditions. And we need to be very, very careful in this regard. Generally, ulama classify ruqya, or as I'm more difficult translation, divine incantation, reading and blowing on somebody, ruqya. They divide it into what we call two types of ruqya. One is what we call ruqya shar'iyya, that type of ruqya which is acceptable in the shariat. Quranic verses, for example, Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Nas, Qul Huwallah, etc., to read and blow. This will be perfectly permissible. In fact, the names of Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Nas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, these are called Mu'awwadhatayn. Mu'awwadhatayn, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Nas. And over and above that, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, some ulama mentioned. What is this? Great, great tools which Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. That these are very, very powerful means of protection. We should get into the habit every morning, every night, Qul Huwallahu, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Nas, in our homes. Make ruqya with that. Read these three surahs. Particularly the last two surahs. Today, any problem, people got this thing in their head. I want to go for ta'weez and go to this Molana and got this jadu and got this problem and that problem. 90, sihar, black magic, that is another topic, we're not discussing that now. It is a reality, but more often than not, the sihar and black magic is more in our heads than actually happening. Yes, certain percentage of it does occur, it is a reality. The practice of it is complete kufr. But you have the protection. Qul a'udhu rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bin nas, wallah, this is the tor and the destruction of any sihr or jadu. So you don't need to be going to any of these people that have commercialized this thing. And you don't have to be mentally dependent and depressed all the time. A lot of people, this has become now the mindset. Anything goes wrong, jadu. And then they start looking around, who did the jadu? So they get these con artists that tell them, you know, your sister, your brother or somebody, and then suddenly family ties are breaking, etc. We have the tor, we have the protection. Qul a'udhu rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bin nas. Get in the habit of reading these surahs. Blow on yourself, blow on your family members. Somebody becomes sick, with yaqeen, read these surahs of the Qur'an. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Surah Fatiha is shifa li kulli da. It's the cure for every sickness. It's a question of how much of yaqeen and conviction we have. So in any case, coming back, one is what we call ruqya shari'iyya, Quranic verses, authentic sunnah du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamma min sharri ma khalaq. I seek protection using invoking the names of Allah who are complete and perfect, and I invoke Allah's protection from whatever shar or evil Allah Ta'ala has created. End of the day, everything is Allah Ta'ala's creation. So we go back to Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, so far as what we call ruqya shad'iyya is concerned, he says that this is permissible. However, there are three conditions. Three conditions. One is that the ruqya or the ta'weez or what we are reading and blowing, etc., is made up of Allah's words, Quran, Allah's sifat, attributes, etc., the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, it should be in the Arabic language or in an understood language. Don't start making incantations of nonsense or you didn't understand anything. You go to the sangomas or soothsayers. A lot of people, they advertise, put small advertise the classification, facing marriage problems, sexual problem, this problem, that problem. Come, Islam does not recognize all this nonsense. In fact, most of it is shirk. And we have to be very, very careful in this regard. Third, very, very important condition for ruqya to be permissible is this absolute yaqeen and conviction that it's not the ruqya that is doing, it is Allah that is doing. This ruqya is just a means of invoking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said, Shariat, they divide it into two parts, ulama generally. One they say is ruqya shar'iyya, that form of ruqya or divine incantation, etc., which the Shariat recognizes. Then there is what is called ruqya shirkiya, that ruqya where shirk, so on. In other words, like I said, sangomas, soothsayers, pagan incantations, amulets or ta'weez upon which unknown or polytheistic shirk content is written, strange numbers and strange things. You need to be very, very careful in this regard. Don't become a victim of activities that instead of bringing Allah's help, puts your iman in khatra, in danger. Rather stick to what is established from Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to this, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says to Sabit, who is, like I said, Tabi'i Jali, addresses him and says, should I not recite upon you, make ruqya upon you, the ruqya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This type of expression, should I not read and blow on you what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do, shows us that this was common among Sahaba. They understood the permissibility of ruqya. They saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing it also. And they learnt it from Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it will be perfectly permissible. But as I mentioned, where these sharait and conditions are found. What was the ruqya that he read? InshaAllah that we'll continue. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah.